Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michelle Sarna, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Gemishut, flexibility. Let's begin by exploring a beautiful practice by another one of the Orthodox Union's incredible programs called Yachad. Yachad is designed as an inclusive setting to create opportunities for people of all different abilities to engage and interact in meaningful communities. One of the ways that they create an expansive and inclusive community is by training all the participants in how to make space for the other, including in a very practical, tangible way. They encourage participants to, so to speak, save a space or a seat for bracha. Anytime a group is gathering, whether it's to eat or waiting for an activity, they should always keep at least one empty seat so that everyone will feel welcome to come over and to sit and join. Let's investigate and explore today, how are we being flexible in creating space for the other? There's a profound teaching in the Gemara in Yoma, Chaf Aleph, and also it's echoed in Pirkei Avot, Parakei, where the sages discuss the miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Bishash Yisrael Olin LeRagel Umdin Sifufin Umishtachavin Rivuchim. It was an incredible phenomenon that when the Jewish people would be Ola LeRagel, they would go to Yerushalayim for one of the Shalosh Regalim. They would stand and would be crowded, but when they bowed to confess, there would be ample space, so much space so that no one would even hear the confession of the other. What a remarkable miracle. The Gemara describes how the crowds were so large and so dense that people were severely cramped together, tzufim, and yet when it came down to bow, to humble ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer, there was an incredible miracle and the space expanded. And not only did everybody have enough space to bow comfortably, but there was enough space to make sure that everybody had privacy in their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment. So Chazal note that when we bow and when we have a posture of humility and flexibility, we create space and open up room for others and also for ourselves. Similarly, there's a mechilta in the Talmud in Sota, Lamed Zayin, that describes Bnei Yisrael leaving before Kriyat Yam Suf, before the splitting of the sea. And they describe the intensity of the moment when Bnei Yisrael were trapped. The Mitzrim were chasing them from behind, and before them was the sea. Moshe began to prolong his tefillah. Bo'to sha'a haya Moshe ma'arich b'tefillah. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, yididai tov'im bayam, v'ata ma'arich b'tefillah lefanai. My beloved ones are drowning in the sea, and you're prolonging and extending your tefillah. Moshe said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but what can I do? Uma b'yadi la'asot. Amar lo, daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisa'u. Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. This is a time to engage with the people, not to sit in prayer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a time to be the leader of the people, to hear their concerns, to assuage their worries, and to lead them so that they might go forward. Perhaps there's also a hint or a reference to his stepmother, to Batya, who stretched out her hand when the Pasuk says that Moshe nite et yadcha. Moshe also stretched out his hand. Perhaps he had to show this flexibility and also navigating the role of being the orchestrator and Hashem's messenger of these incredible miracles while also really being attentive and attuned to the needs of the people who are vulnerable and fragile and at the precipice of the unknown. There's a famous story told about the Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe. He was once studying Torah in his study, steeped in profound meditation. All of a sudden, he heard his infant grandson, the future Tzemach Tzedek, crying in his cradle in the other room. Without hesitation, the Alter Rebbe closed his holy text, went into the baby's room, and rocked him back to sleep. Later, he walked into the adjoining room where his own son was completely immersed in the prayer and intense Torah study. unaware of the crying child. The Alter Rebbe turned to his son in astonishment and said, "Why didn't you get up to comfort your crying son?" His son looked up and answered, "I was so deeply immersed in the divine light of my studies that I did not even hear the baby cry." The Rebbe looked at his son and declared, "If your study of Torah prevents you from hearing a cry of a Jewish child, your learning is missing something essential." Rabbi Yehuda Amital, founder of Yeshivat Har Etzion, would frequently teach this story, and he would describe how authentic Avodat Hashem, service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, must always include moral and emotional responsiveness. Great Torah and deep spiritual practice should expand a person's capacity to notice and respond to the physical and emotional needs of others. Let us leave with a bracha that we have the flexibility to both work on our Avodat Hashem, but also to be flexible, to be able to be attuned to the needs of others, to create space for their dignity and their growth. And let us continue to grow together. Thank you for the opportunity to learn together today.